Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just be in me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hi, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. Everyone has that one friend, you know, the killjoy who can't help but taint a perfectly pleasant conversation with an unsolicited, soul-crushing truth bomb. Apologies are in order. This episode is about to be the killjoy of your podcast stream today. That's because, amidst the cheer and anticipation of the holiday season, something truly disturbing has come to our attention, and it involves a wintertime staple, raw cookie dough. According to a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, eating raw foods made with flour, aka delicious unbaked goods like cookies, could make you dangerously sick. While health experts have long known that a type of E. coli bacteria commonly reside in wet environments like leafy vegetables and raw meat, the study confirms that the same type of bacteria can lurk in dry habitats like flour, too. The study covers the details that led to a 2016 recall of more than 10 million pounds of flour, that's about 4,500 metric tons, and of 250 potentially contaminated raw flour-based products. In 2016, a United States Food and Drug Administration investigation determined that raw dough made using General Mills flour produced on some dates between November 2015 and February 2016 was tainted. A statement from the FDA said, "Flour has a long shelf life, and bags of flour may be kept in people's homes for a long time. Consumers unaware of the recall could continue to eat these recalled flours and potentially get sick. If consumers have any of these recalled flours in their homes, they should throw such flour products away." The study's authors say they're not trying to ruin people's holidays. They just don't want anyone to get sick. And consuming even a small amount of raw flour from these tainted batches could lead to a pretty unpleasant bout of illness. More than a quarter of the 56 patients affected across 24 states were hospitalized, and some of their symptoms included mild fever, abdominal pain, vomiting, and, so sorry, bloody diarrhea. Though all the patients, ranging in age from 1 to 95 years, eventually recovered. If cautionary tales around raw cookie dough sound familiar, it's probably because the consumption of raw eggs, another key ingredient, has long been known to carry risks. A General Mills spokesperson encouraged consumers to continue avoiding raw batter in the future because flour can't be heat-treated to prevent contamination and potential outbreaks, not without impacting its performance. The takeaway here? You can still have your cookies. Just bake them, too. Today's episode was written by Michelle Konstantinovsky and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other scientific killjoys, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.